by showing your Blood Bowl wristband. Clemson has beat South Carolina for the past 6 years, and the event helped to save over 18,000 lives. With multiple sites on the Clemson campus, you can easily give and save a life today. Jimmy John's loves Clemson and wants to help save lives. So give blood and then come to Jimmy John's for a great meal.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Folks, you've heard me talk about PhD weight loss on the air a lot, but you've never heard me talk about this. This is it. PhD Weight Loss is running their best deal ever for Black Friday, and it's only happening right now. They're waiving your consultation fee. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. They're even covering the cost of your food. Just mention the promo code BESTDEAL when you call, and you'll get a discount I'm not even allowed to say on the air. I lost 24 pounds with PhD Weight Loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. My PhD coach has walked me through every situation, travel, holidays, parties, and for the first time, I enjoyed the season and lost weight. For Black Friday only, they're offering their best deal ever. Waiving your consultation fee. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. They're also giving you their 5 steps to reset the scale book, and they're covering the cost of your food. It's remarkable. All you got to do, mention a promo code BESTDEAL when you call PhD Weight Loss today. Feel incredible about yourself through the holidays and beyond. 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. Stanley, I have no audio. I cannot tell what all that is about. My thoughts and prayers are certainly with you. I can't. First of all, I don't know anything about this. So it's very disturbing, and I'm so sorry about the things that I'm seeing. I'm not going to be able to get to the gist of this until I get home, I think. So. But our thoughts and prayers are certainly with you and your family. What I'm reading is unimaginable. All right, Romano, let's get to the games. And where did we leave off?
Are we done with Louisville and SMU? Are you done with them?
Let me also find where I had that list of games. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that I have no certainty about that game just because if the Browns were healthy, either one of them, if just one of them's healthy, I think they'll beat SMU. But I'm not sure of that, so I'm not sure of this game. I took Louisville, you took SMU. So we differ on 2 of the 3 so far.
Okay. And the next one is USC at Oregon. Oregon's 10.5. I went ahead and took Oregon because I figured they were better.
Okay, here's what I did on this one, all right? Originally, I thought Oregon. And I'm going to tell you why I thought Oregon originally. Then, the line made a fairly dramatic move in USC's favor. And I didn't know if it was injury-related or something of that sort. Plus, you know, you've got two teams that basically have similar records. They're both ranked. It's a fairly big spread, and we're playing at 10.5, and the number was lower than that. So I switched it to USC, and this is the one I actually changed. I changed this morning before the deadline. I I flipped back to Oregon, and I'll tell you why I flipped to Oregon in a minute. But why did you take the Ducks, Ramona?
Because they're Oregon. I think they're good.
Oh, because they're
supposed to be good. Yeah.
Yeah, and USC is a ranked team. USC is like on the outside, just on the outside of the playoffs. So, and both teams just played Iowa. Both were close games, and both found a way to win. So, in terms of what we did as a group, before I tell you why I switched to Oregon and why I think Oregon wins and covers, what do we do here, Ramona?
It's 7-5 Oregon.
You know, I'm looking at this now. This is a very interesting breakdown because the first four people, the morning people, they must not have had their coffee, all picked USC. And then from that point on, there was only one USC. All the rest was Oregon. I'll tell you why I picked Oregon. I think there are like several key reasons here. One is, I think Oregon's pass defense is way better than USC's. Way better. I think Oregon's pass defense is pretty darn good, and I think USC's sort of sucks. But that's not the main reason. That's the second reason. The main reason is I think this is a line of scrimmage game, and I know that USC has great receivers. I know that they've had really good quarterback play and a good run game this year. I think all those things are true, but the real difference in these two teams is the offensive line. I think Oregon's offensive line is arguably the best in America. I mean, I think this group is really good, and I just think they're going to dominate USC up front. I don't think USC's defensive front is... I think you've got some gifted athletes, but I just don't think they're real physical at this point. And I think Oregon is too physical for them. You know, I go back to the USC Notre Dame game, and Love, who's the best running back in the country, but Love ran for 228 yards on Oregon, on USC. And I think Oregon has talented backs, and I just think they're going to line up and run it at them. And I don't think over the course of the game there's anything USC can do about that. I think Oregon will take physical control of this game, and I think that's when they'll eventually get separation. I mean, they're going to throw it fine against this USC secondary because this USC secondary is not very good. But I think over the course of the game, I think it's going to be Oregon's offensive line, the physicality that they play with, especially that interior offensive line, that is going to dominate USC. And I think Oregon will run the ball at will as the game goes on and wear USC down and keep that offense over on the sideline a lot. And so I think Oregon gets separation in that way, and I think they go on to win the game. I think it's 38-21, something like that, 37-20. In favor of Oregon. I think they win and cover. I think the run game is going to be the difference. I think by the end of the day, I think Oregon will have doubled up USC's in rushing yards. The other thing is Oregon's really good against the run. And this is really the first time I've been able to say that about a landing team at Oregon. They're really good against the run. You know, and I think it's those two things. I think it's the Oregon offensive line and the Oregon defensive line and linebackers in terms of stuffing the run. I do not think USC is going to have much success on the ground against Oregon, and I think Oregon will have a lot of success on the ground against USC. So there's your difference. And that's why I changed my pick. I changed it back to my original pick. And that's this is the one game I went back and forth on. I had Oregon originally, I flipped it to USC, and I flipped it back this morning. 9:30. Well before the deadline. Yeah, I never tempt the deadline.
No. Okay, the next one is Kansas State at Utah. Utah's 17.5, but I figured Kansas State.
By the way, Ramona, this whole shutdown of the government that we've had in terms of the delayed flights and such, that's going to be really good for Morgan Thomas because it will condition all of his future passengers on being late.
Oh, that's just wrong. You get in here. this is your captain, Morgan Thomas. Everybody's going to go, oh, man, I listened to Vault. I want to get off.
No, it's actually going to be a stewardess that comes on the mic and says, we are waiting for Captain Morgan Thomas.
Because he's late.
Right. We expect him to be here in about an hour and 20 minutes.
5 minutes after he was supposed to be here.
I have no doubt about Morgan's ability to fly a plane. It's just when is the question.
Those seats, from experience, those seats get smaller and smaller the longer you sit in them.
I'm sure they do.
They do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Well, they're going to get very small waiting for Morgan. Ben Milstead knows he waits for him every week in this contest. All right. We have, what else do we have? We have, what's the next one?
Kansas State and Utah.
Oh, Kansas State and Utah. Yeah.
Yeah. Utah 17 and a half. I took Utah.
Another 17 and a half.
I know, again, you took the 17 and a half point favorite.
Totally ignoring two ways to win.
I know, but Kansas State, I mean, you know. So.
Yeah, they blow out.
Yeah. That's what I figured you would say.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. They got better. Okay, when they started running Avery Johnson, I just don't understand the off-season plan for Avery Johnson. I don't get it at all. It was lost on me before the season. They spent the whole first half of the year, Ramon, doing everything they could to keep him from running the ball. Then they finally let him start running the ball, and that's when they got better. But even that hit a wall. And that hit a wall last week against Oklahoma State when they scored 14 points against Oklahoma State. That Oklahoma State, the Oklahoma State that's given up 50 every week to everybody. Kansas State scored 14. They were the beneficiary of five Oklahoma State turnovers, and they scored 14 points. And Avery Johnson said it's the worst game he ever played. Now, look, I believe in that kid's character and his toughness, and when he says it's the worst game he ever played, do I expect him to bounce back from that? Yes, I do. I just don't think it's going to be against this team in this venue because I think Utah's playing out of their minds right now. And it doesn't matter which quarterback they play. They're both incredibly dangerous. But the run game is just invincible right now for Utah. I mean, Utah the last 3 weeks is rushing for over 300 yards a game easily. And they're averaging 55 points a game the last 3 weeks. I don't think people are paying attention to Utah like they ought to be. And so they're averaging 55 points a game, and they're rushing for over 300 yards a game the last 3 weeks. And Kansas State just came off a game where they scored 14 against Oklahoma State and were the beneficiary of five turnovers. So how on earth are they going to score with Utah? Because Utah defensively is salty at home. They're salty defensively at home, and you are going to have to score playing Utah right now. For the life of me, I just can't figure out how Kansas State's going to do that. I can't. And so 17.5 sounds like a lot until it's 24-0 in the second quarter. Then it won't sound like a lot anymore. And I think that's what it's going to be. I think it'll be 24-3 or something in the second quarter, and it'll be over. And Utah will go on to score 50 points again and rush for 300 yards. And I don't think there's anything Kansas State can do about it. I don't. I think it sounds like a lot of points, but it's not going to be a lot of points by the second quarter because Utah has upped their game. Since the BYU game, Utah is playing at an entirely different level. They destroyed Cincinnati at home, and they were just getting warmed up. They've been better since that game. And like I said, they're running at will on anybody right now. I don't know how you stop that run game, which is why I think if Utah's in the playoffs, I think they're going to be a dangerous bunch. You know, first of all, they're an incredibly well-coached team, and I think they're very, very dangerous right now. And that includes to K-State, who is a rather impotent offense that just can't get out of their own way right now. Again, 14 points against Oklahoma State, against a team that's averaging 55 a game last 3 weeks and rushing for over 300 yards a game. How in their building? I just don't see how. All right, what was the breakdown on this deal, Ramona?
The breakdown on this one was 7-5 Oregon.
We're not on Oregon, Ramona. Hello, hello. Testing. Is this thing working?
That's a spread the wrong line. That's all. Utah 8-4.
It was Utah. Was Utah.
Yeah.
Let's pick out the ones who had this one wrong. Who are the K-Staters in this bunch? John, who we like, but he's wrong. Mike, who we like, but he's wrong. We like everybody, but Ben, who we really like, but he's also
and
wrong.
Nick, who we like, and Nick, apparently.
Nick, we really like too, but Nick also wrong because it's just impossible. That's why it's impossible. It could be 24-3.
See, that's why I can get that one right.
Yeah, you did. You got that one right. I see you waving in there. I don't know what you're really waving at. So we're rolling with Utah here because they've been absolutely on a roll, and K-State is, what's a negative roll? That's what K-State is on. Again, Oklahoma State's given up like 50 every game to everybody they played except Kansas State last week, 14. Good luck. Good luck to K-State. How many points is K-State going to need to cover that spread? Let's just ask that question. They're a 17.5-point underdog. How many points will they need to cover the spread? Utah's going to score how many against Kansas State? How many? At least like 40. That's the bare minimum Utah's going to score. So Kansas State's going to need like 24 points, 23 points to cover that spread. Yeah, I don't see it. I think the final score is going to be 51-17. I'm saying the final score of Utah and Kansas State is 51-17. And then the noise about climate at Kansas State is really going to heat up. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, right behind Mellon Mushroom in Clemson. Look, do you need someone who knows the law and is going to be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick will help you get what you deserve. He's the man. Nick's been helping our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. I don't care what area it is. DUI, been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. Can disrupt your entire life. Look, you're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to represent you in court. Being charged doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Look, I've been through this. Do as I say, not as I did. If you get injured in any sort of accident, other than the hospital treatment that you might need to seek immediately, the next thing you do from the hospital is you call Nick Lavery and you let him advise you on your rights and what you should do and what you should not do. Trust me on this. Do that. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get it. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. It doesn't matter. Nick's here to help you and your child. Listen, kids make mistakes. It happens all the time. And there are times you need a little help. And that's what Nick's here to do, help you and your child. Schedule your free consultation today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. You'll 100% thank me later. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories. We'll customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four-Wheel Center. Clemson Four-Wheel Center.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Get ready to rock! The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. You can get in. People always complain you can't get in this show. You can get in right now. You know what you want to talk about. We're talking college football. We're talking a lot of the big games this week, the contest games, breaking them down, trying to break them down. You know, up is down, down is up in this college football season. Every time you think you have something figured out, it blows up in your face. That's sort of the way this whole season has been. I'm reminded, Ramona, of the fact that Lou Holtz once upon a time said, you coach a different team every week. I don't think that's ever been more true than this year. And I think moving forward, unless the status quo changes, I think it's going to become more and more true each season. I think that the madness is going to continue. I think part of it is that the entire world of college football has been changed. It's been changed in a way that I'm just not sure you're ever putting that genie back in the bottle, cliche alert. I mean, it's we have a world where the Texas Tech's rule now, which is just was unthinkable. I mean, except for the period of time that Mike Leach was there. I mean, the point is, it's just that it's not just Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State anymore. It's a world full of teams, and it's going to be more difficult than ever to win national championships. Going to be very difficult to repeat, very difficult to dominate any period of time because they're just going to be a bunch of other contenders. And, I know, like, the whole world sort of thinks Ohio State or some don't think Indiana at all. Some think Indiana is just a fraud or Texas Tech is just a fraud. I don't think that at all. I think those are among your chief contenders. Here's another thing. I've seen people complaining about the SEC status and that, you know, they start out the season ahead of the race. And, you know, normally I don't think too much of it. But, you know, when you have a playoff and positions are being dictated, it does matter where you start. It also matters, sort of the culture you live in, the football culture you live in. I don't mean individual cultures. I mean, like, league cultures. So in other words, anytime the SEC loses to the SEC, it doesn't really hurt them. But we should note that the SEC has not played for the national championship the last two seasons, and I don't think they're guaranteed to play for it this year either. You know, it would be something in terms of the SEC, Ramona, if that league doesn't get to the national championship again. It's going to be harder and harder to sell your dominance and how many bids you should get and all this other crap if you can't even make the game. And the SEC has not made the game the last two seasons. Nobody write me and say, well, the ACC sucks. I've already acknowledged that. But I'm not even looking at the text line right at the moment. So I'm just anticipating. I'm anticipating that when I talk badly about the SEC, that automatically generates Harold, the SEC fan, who has to say, Walt, the ACC really sucks. I know that, Harold. I've said that over and over. Yes, the ACC this season sucks. The only hope is Miami. The only hope of getting there. Again, I don't know. Let me rephrase that. The only hope, if they were to get there, I don't know that Miami's getting there because they have two losses in a bad league, and I don't know how you climb out of that unless other people lose and someone gives you credit. I guess they're close enough in terms of what the playoff committee has offered us to make that possible, but It's the ACC has a massive dilemma because, I mean, look, Haynes King can only do so much. Look, like I said before, he should be the Heisman Trophy winner, okay? He just should be. He's been the best player in college football. You can tell me whatever you want. He's been the best player. People have tried to spin him one way or another. This is wrong with him. That's wrong with him. He's been the best player. He has carried the team to a remarkable season who has no business being there whatsoever. Georgia Tech sucks. I mean, they suck. They're not good. And I don't even know how well coached they are. I mean, I think Haynes King is the whole team. I mean, he's literally the whole team. The man put up 1,000 yards offense the last 2 weeks and barely went 1-1. You want to know how bad his team is? He put up over 1,000 yards of offense the last 2 games, and they barely went 1-1. Now, look, I know he's I know that he, as bad Santa, he has put Georgia on his list. I know that. Clemson was on his revenge list. Georgia's on his revenge list. Georgia's really on his revenge list because he got robbed last year when he was killing Georgia, when he was single-handedly killing Georgia again. He got robbed of the game. That's how sensational this kid has been. I mean, you have Georgia Tech fans who are saying he's the greatest player in the history of the school. And I think you can make an argument. Again, don't misread greatest player versus greatest talent. No one's saying he's a talent like Calvin Johnson. No one. But is he the greatest player in the history of the school, better than Joe Hamilton? Well, he's shattering Joe Hamilton's records. So I'd say the answer is yes. He's carrying his team to just ridiculous heights when his team stinks. You know, I mean, stinks. Again, their defensive stop rate is something like 100th. 100th. You know, they're going to play Georgia. Do they have any chance? I don't know. Whatever chance they have is bottled up in that kid. But how that one kid takes on all of Georgia football and all that star power, I don't know. I don't know how he did it last year. But I know he'll try. I know he'll try. But and then who are the other best teams? I don't – Virginia? Louisville? I mean, Louisville has a worse quarterback situation than Miami. Look, the one team that has the talent is Miami. If Miami had Cam Ward quarterbacking them, they'd be your national champion. Because the body of Miami's football team that Cristobal has assembled, that body of that football team is as good as any team in America. Maybe better. That may be the best body of a football team in America. They have talent virtually everywhere. I mean, they have legitimate dudes now at Miami. It's just the Beck dilemma and how you clear that hurdle. And so far, they really haven't been able to, not on a consistent basis. If they get there, and if you can assume that Carson Beck can be Will Howard for a day, Miami could still win games, could still be dangerous. I'm just not sure any other ACC team can. I don't think there's another ACC team that has really any chance of winning a playoff game. I mean, I'll have to see it to believe it. Because I think when you look around the rest of the league, I just don't think any of those teams are any good. I don't. I think it's inarguable. But for you SEC people, I'm not sure how good you are either. I mean, I think you have a bunch of good teams. Do you have a great team? You know, let's just take Ole Miss, for example, for a second. We're on a tangent right now, by the way. Let's take Ole Miss for a second. In past years, in the way this committee exercises its business, if you had a team from a different league like Ole Miss, they would be penalizing them heavily. They would be saying that they don't play defense because we heard that. We heard that about teams from other non-SEC leagues time and time again. We heard about how they weren't good enough defensively. How, for the love of holy, is Ole Miss good enough defensively? They're not. They're not. They're good offensively, but they're not good defensively. And they haven't been good defensively all year. They've won despite that. They were much better defensively a year ago, like way better defensively a year ago than they are now. So, I mean, I think that's a dilemma in terms of who and what they are. So, I don't know. Does the SEC even get to the championship game? If they do, which team is it? I think it remains to be seen, but these are legitimate questions, I think, about that league. I mean, I think they have a bunch of good teams. Do they have a single team that is going to win the national championship? If you ask me right now, I would say no. I'm not saying they can't. I think that A&M is interesting. I think that Georgia is interesting. And now I think I'm sort of done. I think that's the end of the interesting. I don't think any of those other teams can win a national title. That includes Oklahoma. It includes Alabama. I don't think any of those teams can win a national title. It includes Ole Miss. I don't think any of those teams can win a national title. I think the teams that are capable of winning a national title with the right breaks are Georgia and Texas A&M. But I'm not sure either will. And I'm not sure I would bet on either one of them, too. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Man, I love Underdog. Playing on Underdog is so easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Let me just tell you, like, from personal experience, okay? Things I do. First of all, when there's a boost, I'm playing it. I don't care. I don't care. I'm playing every boost. If it's basketball, if it's football, if it's women's basketball, I don't care what it is. I don't care what sport it is. When a boost appears, I'm boosting. I'm taking every boost. If it's the National Hockey League, it's the NBA, if it's a universal, a generic boost, I'm taking it every single time. It enhances my opportunities. And, for example, this past weekend, I made an eight-way play. I don't generally make eight-way plays, but occasionally I do. I throw one out there. I put $50 with a boost on an eight-way play, and I didn't win. I played it straight up, which I pretty much always do. I probably should flex those things, but I didn't. When I make an eight-way play, I'm going in big. I'm going for the kill. And I went for the kill. I made a $50 play that would have paid $6,200, and I nearly won. I didn't win, but I came close enough. I came close enough that you know I'm going to be back doing it again because it was that close. I mean, I thought I was going to win. I thought for sure. And, you know, I had... Chris Bell, the Louisville receiver, dropped an 8-yard pass with 17 seconds left that would have made me perfect on the day, and I would have gone into Saturday 6 of 6, needing two more plays to win $6,200. Bell just dropped the ball that he caught all day, and I had him at higher than 82.5, and he wound up with 79, and it was an 8 or 9-yard play that he dropped with 17 seconds left. Yeah, I was not happy, but I didn't send Chris Bell any hateful messages or any of that. No. And then the following day, I only hit one of the two. I lost the Sellers play. I believe I lost the Sellers play. I played him to go. I don't know that for certain, but I played him to go lower than his rushing yard total, whatever that was at the time. I don't know for certain. I was so disillusioned when Chris Bell dropped that pass. But the bottom line is, you know, even there, an eight-way play, I came dangerously close to collecting $6,200. But, you know, look, the way I would do it normally is I'd play, you know, two or three, and I would play every boost. And I think that's the best way to play. But you do you. Download the app, sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Get that, $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/swing. Get terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncbgambling.org. Quick break. Thad, you're up first on the other side. Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Get your motor running. For adventure, and whatever comes our way.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. The Bills are minus 5.5 tonight. You can get in on that on Underdog as well. Apparently, all the money going on the Bills. I understand that. And it's probably the way you have to play that. And it makes perfect sense to do so. Bills defense still scares me. And it also scares me when the public is so heavily on one side. Thad, how are you, Thad? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how you doing today?
Good, Thad. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I don't know why all the money's on the Bills when my Dolphins have beat them twice this year.
Yeah, well, you know, look, their defense is not good. And it's like Allen has to overcome their own defense every week. And I'm just not sure. I mean, he plays the Superman role, but the defense is so suspect that I don't know who they are from week to week. It's sort of like the whole AFC, to be honest. I mean, other than, you know, a few teams that have jumped up unexpectedly this year, like New England and Indy, you know, the whole league is sort of suspect.
Yeah, and Allen is fantastic.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He should actually sue the Bills for complete lack of support. We sue for everything else. So. Sue to get a better team.
My main reason for calling, I know kind of last week might have woke some people up, but I saw on Twitter about the Texas A&M schedule and who they played this year, and I get you can't change your schedule to make it harder. I get that. We're in the middle of it. But do we think they might be a little bit overrated? With these big conferences, you know, you can't play everybody every year. And, you know, just looking at what that post I saw on Twitter, you know, I'm looking at three over 500 teams that A&M will have played this year, including Texas at the end of the year. And, I mean...
Thad, let me read you a text message that I promised to answer from our friend Ray, who makes the best pound cakes on earth. Let me read you what Ray wrote, because it's basically exactly what you just said. He's asking me the same question. He said, "Walt, I sent this in earlier in the week. I don't know if you commented. I missed it, but could you now? Well, I know you're going to get the debacle known as my Gamecocks at some point, but that leads me to a question. A&M top three team or just a product of the schedule? They avoid Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma. Conference wins not too impressive. I have to question any team that falls behind Carolina by 27. Heck, I have to question any team that gives up 27 to them. Your thoughts?" So he's sort of in the same category, and I get it. The things I'll say is this. I think their offensive line is good. I think their run game is good. I think Reed has been really good this year. They have weapons in the passing game that they have not had before. Obviously, from a pass rush standpoint, they're elite. I think they still lead the nation in sacks. I think the one question I have about them is their run defense. I think they're vulnerable against the run. And so, depending on matchup, they could be exposed in that way. I understand the reason for the questions. I do, but I think they're pretty legitimate. I my feeling is they played one bad game, and we're looking at that game and sort of thinking that that's the last thing we've seen. But remember, they went to Notre Dame early in the year and won. I mean, that's a pretty impressive win.
I agree with that. That was a really good game as well against Notre Dame. That was a close game.
Yep, and early.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm just looking. I'm glad we finally got to bowl eligible Clemson. I'm glad we're continuing that. You know, and I just hope, because I saw, you know, Texas's comment, or I believe it was the – was it the Texas? It wasn't Sarkisian. Texas's AD's comments about, you know, why recruit? But I feel like recruiting is also the way that, you know, you're building up your program. And I want to know your thoughts about that. I don't know if you've commented on it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard, but on the recruiting versus transfer portal, and I'll take that off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Thad. Well. Good speaking with you. Thank you. Look, my belief is to be elite, to win a national championship elite, to be in that kind of discussion, I think you have to have both. I don't think anyone's getting there anymore without both. Now, if Texas Tech goes on to win the national championship, they might be the first test case sample of a team that was primarily a portal team. Now, they're not all a portal team, but primarily a portal team that goes on to win the national title. And so that'll be interesting to watch. And again, it's only one team. Their odds of doing that aren't good anyway. And I don't think it will really define the success rate of portal versus non-portal. I think we're in a situation now where you have to have both. I think Debo Swinney was a little disillusioned with a couple of the kids he had commits from that went elsewhere. And you spend a lot of money. Jeff Scott, who's a really bright guy and a friend of the show, Jeff Scott said that he has a podcast that he does, and this was last year sometime, and he was talking about, you know, basically his role in college football and the elements that would concern him today. And he was talking about spending 3 years invested in the recruiting of one receiver. And he said, I don't know what I would have done if I spent 3 years recruiting a particular kid, and then last day he flips just for money. He said, I don't know whether I could do that. And I get that. He's saying, you know, I don't know if I could play this game that we're playing today, because I invest so much and work so hard in all the areas you have to get a kid to come and commit and stay committed and all these things. And then last minute, he just opts for the money. And so Jeff was saying, that's 3 years of work just down the drain. It's like everything that I worked for is gone in a puff of smoke. And so I think that's the reality you face now with recruiting just the high school ranks. That's why I just don't think you can do it anymore. Plus, you know, again, the top teams in the country are all recruiting the portal. And many of those teams already have significant geographic advantages over you. I know I've said this before, and some people have heard this, but others apparently haven't. You know, look, and I realize people just don't, you know, can't all listen 4 hours a day. That's what the podcast is for. But the reality is that, you know, I think when you look at the top teams, the teams like Ohio State, Georgia, etc., these teams have natural geographic recruiting advantages over Clemson, significant advantages. And that's why Clemson's recruiting is always going to be, and always has been under Dabo Swinney, like 7-15. And they won the national championship 2 times when they had 7-15 type recruiting classes over a period of time, and then 2 elite round one quarterbacks and elite receivers. That's the recipe at Clemson. That has to be the recipe. And if you lack any of those things, you're not going to compete for a national championship here. But the dilemma now is the portal is added to this mix. And so, because it's just another pool of players. And in this case, it's a pool of experienced players who have already played college football. So you're actually going to miss less often on these players than you are on high school players, because the high school players have never played at this level. You don't know whether, as regardless of how talented they are, you don't know how they're going to adjust to all the elements of college. These players have already played college football. They're more physically mature in most cases, and they've experienced college football, and you have a track record collegially to go by. So the reality is it's just another pool of players that I don't think you can ignore any longer, because the teams that already have the geographic advantage over you from a recruiting standpoint are tapping it. So the Ohio States and the Georgias of the world, in addition to their advantage, their geographic advantage, they're adding 8 to 20, 10, 11 players from the portal every year. And therefore, I don't think you can – I think you have to do that. I just don't see any way around it. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Ramona, there is no way I can tell you how much I'm craving Moretti's right now. Jeff, Luke, are you hearing us? Listen, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. You don't have to drive to Buffalo. Just Malden, Jeff, Luke, just Malden. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. Skip the 12-hour drive and just go to Malden. Look, their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a real stone oven. It's friggin' amazing. And their Buffalo wings, look, they're the original Buffalo, New York wing recipes. That's where they come from. There are no substitutes here. These are the real, authentic deal. How about Beef on Whack? If you haven't heard of that, you probably have by now on the show, but it's a Buffalo specialty. And in this case, it's 8 hours of slow-cooked roast beef, sliced thin, real roast beef, piled high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with odd juice for Dunkin'. It's amazing. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Friday, so much more. Hey, listen, the Clemson-South Carolina game is coming up. If you're not going to the game, get to Moretti's to watch it. Trust me, it'll be a divider. It'll be awesome, absolutely awesome. They have a whole wall of nothing but big screen TVs. You can watch the Clemson-South Carolina game and enjoy insanely good food all at Moretti's. You'll thank me later. 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
The crisp fall air, the roar of Death Valley, and the Sea of Orange. It's Clemson football season. Get game day ready at the Tiger Sports Shop, your official headquarters, for everything Clemson, from Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon gear. We've got the looks true fans wear with pride. Visit either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or shop online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where every Clemson fan shops, and tradition.